Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on your phone, on your app, on your computer, wherever. I'm Jason Matheson. And joining me every single day when she's not speaking like Donald Duck for no apparent reason, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Wow. Good. That means good morning, Fluffy.
That was great.
Good and morning, I also buddy. Said good morning, Holly Roberts. Way better.
Oh, way better. And good morning to all of you on this Monday, March 13th, 2023. Welcome to, it's going to be one of those days.
I think I was Poopie right there. One of those,
yeah, you were.
His nephews.
Uh-huh. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to spring, whatever. Welcome to Commonwealth Day. Welcome to Donald Duck Day. Welcome to Dribble to Work Day. Welcome to Earmuff Day.
Ooh.
Welcome to Fill Our Staplers Day. Welcome to Canine Veterans Day. Welcome to Ken, as in Ken and Barbie Day. Welcome to National Coconut Tort Day. Welcome to Good Samaritan Day. Welcome to Jewel Day. Welcome to National Open Umbrellas Indoors Day. Welcome to National Workplace Napping Day. I'll be taking advantage of that
a little bit later.
Please. Without a doubt.
Oof.
And welcome to Oscar Monday. That's right.
Yes.
Does that mean we can take off our pants? Cheers.
It does.
Yes. Pants. Oh, cheers to that.
Cheers.
Put the soft
cheers,
ones
everybody.
On. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Peepie, Popeye. No, Peepie, Poopie, Pipeye.
Pipeye.
That was Popeye's nephews.
Popeye's nephews, not Donald Ducks.
Not Donald Ducks, okay.
No, that's Huey, Dewey,
so
and Louie.
That's Huey, Dewey, Louie, right.
Uh-huh, yeah. You sure are, Donald. Happy Donald Duck Day. Oh,
ooh,
my goodness.
Is it hitting you? Was it rough this morning?
This biatch is tired. I'm spent. Like, I love Oscar Monday.
Oof.
I'm going to love talking about it for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. We have so much to say.
The TV show. But I had the Brits. I had my friends from Disney World in for 4 days.
Oh.
And I love them. But I am exhausted. You know, when you have guests in, and it's nothing about the guest.
You want to show
my
them
God,
around.
I was sad.
Yeah,
I'm sad to see him leave. And I want him to leave. But you know my song, you know our song, Lex. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Yeah.
Who?
Are they younger too? Are they just like ready to go and party?
Yeah,
and
yeah. No, but yeah, they are younger, but I got to tell you, we were all tired. It's one of the reasons why they were a joy. Our rhythms were kind of on point, on track. Their names are Joanna and Beth. I keep referring to them as the Brits, but Joanna and Beth. Joanna was sleeping before the Oscars ended last night. So, like a lot of folks. And then the night before, we all kind of crashed at the same time. But, you pull out all the stops. You try to do your best and show your visitors a good time. And it's just a lot. And we tried, Colin and I wanted to make it really special for them. It was their first time ever, and as they refer to us, minestrone. That's what they call Minneapolis, is minestrone. So then by the end of the trip, I started calling Minneapolis minestrone. But anyway, it was their first time here, so we wanted to delight them and kind of show them some of the fun things we do and people that we know and places that we, you know, they just kind of wanted to go through our routine. So, and the other catalyst for their trip was the Kelsey Ballerini concert on Friday night at the Armory.
Yeah.
Yee-hee!
How was and, that?
Oh, I got to tell you, that night was so lovely and so fun. And the truth of the matter was, Colin and I were not sure that we were going to go with them because, you know, they not that they needed another catalyst to come here, but they're like, you know, they're huge fans of Kelsey, like huge fans of Kelsey Ballerini. So we were at Disney one time and they said, oh, well, Kelsey's actually coming to Minestrone. Maybe we'll kill two birds with one stone. We're like, absolutely. So they got tickets and they knew that we weren't going to go there. One of those, another blessing of their friendship is they are those friends that don't put any pressure on you, like no pressure, whether it's you going to bed early or if, you know, with this concert, they're like, guys, we know you're not their fans. So if you want to just get us an Uber, you know, point us in the direction and we'll see you the next morning. And then Colin and I were like, no, we want to be with them. So we got tickets as well. And we had never been to the Armory. And I walked out of the Armory Friday night, a big fan of Kelsey Ballerini, a new fan of Kelsey Ballerini. And I came away a really big fan of that damn Armory. Holy crap. I think every concert should be held there. I just.
Well, the sound is really good in there. And oh my God. Were you, did you, gosh, anytime I've been there was always standing, but is there.
Okay. No, we were.
Were you able to sit somewhere?
We were, yeah. Leslie Miller, the wine diva, the wine diva kind of hooked us up. So we had a little box.
Oh.
We had one of the areas on the first level.
Okay.
The next level up. So not really high. We were right there. And it was so lovely. And she gave us a tour of this place. You know, hello, it's historic. I mean, the Lakers played there.
Yeah, it was a parking garage for a long time.
Yeah. And then the National Guard. And they renovated it, you know, several years ago for the Super Bowl. And all of the little moments, it's kind of reminded me of Target Field. And what I mean by that is they have all these little areas that you can rent. So if you didn't want general admission tickets, you wanted a slightly elevated concert experience, they have like these little rooms that are like $20 more, something like that, where you have two comfortable chairs and you're, I don't know. And there's so many opportunities and little areas that can be add-ons to your traditional concert ticket that make it really customizable. And I just thought, this is really nice. Because I'm a guy, I've said before, I don't love live music. And I looked at Leslie and I go, I like this. You know, and when I say boxes, it sounds very, very fancy. It's not. It's the prices, there are areas there that are pretty economical for everybody.
Yeah.
And and they make it that way on purpose. They want it accessible. And the staff was amazing. Like Lex said, the venue, the acoustics were great. They did such a good job remodeling it. It was just so if a band of yours ever goes to the Armory, I'm late to the party, I know. Some of you that have been there, maybe you saw Pink or J-Lo recently. You're nodding your head going, yeah, Jason, hi, 3 months later, or 3 years later. Take advantage of that venue. Go see a show there. It's really good.
Awesome. Really good.
Yeah.
So were you out? Like, was there a song the concert that you love?
Yeah. Are you two ready for this? Friday night, this guy was up till midnight.
Whoa!
You heard me right. Midnight.
Now, did you take a nap? on Friday.
Are you ready for this? No. I tried.
Yeah. It's
hard. I put, with guests, I didn't want, you know what I mean? Yeah. You don't want to miss anything. And we went to the Mall of America, and I have a story about that. I got permission to tell it.
Uh-oh. It involves SpongeBob?
It sure does. Holly, what? It sure does. And I did get permission from the Brits to tell the story, because let's just say there's a photograph in the Mall of America, Nickelodeon Universe computer memory banks. That's a classic photo. Let's just say if anybody's monitoring the photos at Nickelodeon Universe on Friday afternoon, they got quite the show.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So on the other side of the break, I will tell you that. Plus, before we get into our Oscar extravaganza for the rest of the show, Holly also has a question, and I think I'm right with Holly actually about that. I'm actually 100% in line with Holly. So I'll tell you the Mall of America story. Holly has a question, and then it's Oscar extravaganza.
Oh yeah,
coming up. Our Oscar Monday extravaganza. Start soon. Extravaganza.
Like, all day here on My Talk. We'll be talking Oscars.
All day. All day. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Thanks for being here on this Monday, March 13th. It is Oscar Monday, but first, a couple things.
Oh, yeah.
So let me wrap up the story. I had some friends in from Orlando, from Walt Disney World. We met last year. The Brits, Joanna and Beth, they work at one of the busiest bars at Walt Disney World in the UK Pavilion at the pub, the Rose and Crown. And Joe and Beth obviously have ridden rides at Walt Disney World a lot. So I took them to the Mall of America. They had never seen the Mall of America. We took them there on Friday. We had lunch and walked around.
Of course, you have to do that.
You have to. Just
for fun in your life.
That's right. And they were just amazed. Like, they ran. You kind of take it for granted, but, you know, for people that haven't seen it, when you see an amusement park inside a mall,
oh yeah,
it is kind of like, I remember seeing it for the first time going, holy crap. You know, now it's pretty mundane for us. But anyway, so Joe and Beth are freaking out. And I said, do you want to, let's go on some rides. They're like, absolutely. So I got us to wristband. And so we started on the SpongeBob drop thing, this roller coaster that basically it's like 90 degrees straight freaking up to the ceiling of the Mall of America. And I do mean, you basically feel like you could touch the ceiling, and then it's just a straight drop down. And then there's an upside down air, you know, there's an inversion. It's actually a pretty intense roller coaster for an indoor mall. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I've never been on this ride, so I didn't realize.
Oh, I love it.
Woo! So it just drops, curves you upside down.
Oh, yeah. Holly, you've been on it, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, and I won't be going on it again. I just, no, it's fun. It just makes me sick.
Yeah, it's like, been there, done that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I get it. Well, the ladies thought they could handle it because, again, Disney, you know?
Sure.
So I'm sitting in the middle of them, and it's Beth and me, and then Joe. And we get to the 90s. We're going up, 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 and we get to the ceiling. And then we go down. And the force of the down did something. Now, Joe has given me permission to say all of this. Joe is a woman with boobies. Okay. A nice boobie.
Yeah.
Trying to be
ample
nice.
Bosom?
Uh-huh. Ample bosom.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Handful.
Beth and Joe are just, they're stunningly beautiful. We go down the roller coaster, and
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
All of a sudden, I hear this from Joe. My baby! My boobie's out! My boobie's out!
No!
Her boob, the pressure of the wind, of the G-force, forced, she was wearing like a V-neck, and it popped her right boob out for all of Mall of America to see. And she's trying to push it back in. And at that point, you can't. The force is pushing you back. So her right boob was out. And Friday, the Mall of America was busy with these school trips.
Oh, my God.
There were all these kids. Right, watching the coaster go by, and here we are screaming, we're in the front seat, you know, we're not in the back, we're in the front, so we're on full display. I should have said that. And yeah, there we go. Right boob for everybody to see.
Oh my God,
we got off that and we were laughing to the point where I got that instant headache. And then Beth was like, that was traumatizing. She goes,
let's go again.
That ride was traumatizing. She goes, I don't think we need to do any more rides. We immediately returned to Masu, where we were for lunch, and had to have another drink. We're like, Joe needed a drink after that. She goes, I just showed all of Minestrone my boobs. I'm like, yes, you sure did.
Oh, no.
How are you strapped into this roller coaster? Is it
harness, like a, you know, goes like, you know, goes over you, like a hard harness, over the shoulder harness.
And then at the end, there's that moment right when they're trying to unstrap you. Could she at least pull her top back up?
Yes. Or? Once we got to the gate, you know, we slowed down.
Yeah, you're able to fix it.
Yes, she was able to fix it, but she couldn't fix it while it was going. The force was just too strong, so. That right boob man was, it was all over Nickelodeon free. Universe. Boy, it was, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, the wind blows.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh. So. Ouch. Is her skin okay? Is the boob itself
the
doing
boob
okay?
Is fine.
She get her wind rash?
Yeah, it's real. That is real.
Sponge
yeah.
boob.
Ooh. Yeah, her boob is fine. She's good. My Joe, my Beth. Oh, I love them. Girls, you're probably listening to this on the way to the airport. I love you both. I miss you already. So, yeah.
Oh, glad that they have some precious memories.
Yes. Holly, you have a question for Earth, I hear.
Yes, for the planet Earth, specifically right here.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to know what the deal is with these Stanley tumblers. They are everywhere.
Thank you.
Yeah, they are.
And it seems like in a mere matter of weeks.
Thank you.
These Stanley tumblers are the hot accessory. And
What?
Why?
Kendall has one.
Okay,
I don't know.
Then you need to ask Kendall why she has a Stanley tumbler. Because over the weekend, also seeing headlines, guess what? Stanley dropped this limited edition quencher, blah, 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 blah at your big box store.
Oh.
Making national headlines and people selling them on the secondhand market, you know, because I'm a Facebook marketplace creep. I like to look for secondhand things. These things are going for like twice the retail value. On the secondhand market. Why, Julia? Why?
Why?
Kendall has one that's so substantially large.
The handle looks nice. It's hefty.
Oh, if a wild animal was running, charging her, she could kill it.
It's a weapon.
Just by throwing that. It's a weapon.
Absolutely.
It's bigger than she is. She brings it into our meetings, and I'm like, why the hell do you need that much liquid? Why does any human need that much liquid?
That's what I'm saying. Are you all afraid of being dehydrated and turning into a raisin?
Yeah. I'm going to try to get her in here at some point today.
Please. I think it has to do with the straw.
what's that's the deal with theory. The straw?
It's a nice...
It's a cup.
It's a nice straw.
This is a $50 cup.
And the color is like matte. It just has a cool look to it.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay, that's Alexis's guess. Yep. I'll get Kendall in here at some point.
Good.
When we come back. Oscar extravaganza next. But first, good morning, everyone. It's Jason. For Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, every month, my family at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic has amazing promotions to help you out. And this month is no different. Let me tell you about the best one. If you've listened to these commercials for years, and you've never been to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, all you have to do is mention me, and you are going to get $100 off. $100 off your first service of $250 or more. How great is that? So call today. That's substantial savings. Now, you've heard me talk about Moxie. Oh, such an amazing experience. This month, you can get Moxie and one for $1,300 or three Moxie treatments for $3,600. That is a great deal. Believe me, it's normally $15 for one. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today.
Hey, my talkers, Bradley.
That's right. It's Oscar Monday here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. All morning long, all day long, all overnight long, probably into tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
B. Arthur has her way. It's all Oscars all the time. After last night's 95th Academy Awards, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel over there on ABC. So sit back, relax, and join the conversation as we cover every aspect of it. The winners, the losers, the snubs, the surprises, everything, the speeches. But we'll begin.
Ooh, lots of stuff. Lots going on last night. Wow.
But we'll begin at the very beginning, as Julie Andrews once sang, the pre-shows.
Oh, my gosh. It was a champagne carpet.
Okay, let's start on the ground level, literally.
Yeah.
People did not like the new champagne red carpet that wasn't red.
It got real dirty real quick.
Worst dressed of the night.
Worst
dressed of the night was the actual carpet.
Yes.
Oh, it just looked gross.
Yeah, who thought that was a good idea?
Even in California, they're having snow and rain and mud and cloudiness. Who thought that was a good idea?
Well, just trying to be different, I guess.
No. Yeah. And I got to tell you, they hired a new firm or something. I heard some interview. I don't know what they did. They hired some firm that told the Academy they could bring the Oscars into the 21st century and make it more popular.
Uh-huh.
So,
sure.
They changed some things. And one of the things they changed was how they did this red carpet. Mm-hmm. And they draped all that fabric. And is it just me? It seemed very claustrophobic. It
yes.
didn't seem as, the red carpet did not seem as grand not being outside. We didn't see the outside. Am I the only one that feels that way?
No.
I did not
like that.
That's
actually a really great way to put it.
Felt like a circus tent.
Thank you!
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I didn't know if that was because of weather conditions, because, Jason, to your point, Los Angeles has been experiencing weather phenomena, including but not limited to snow. So I don't know if that was a logistical thing or if it was an aesthetic choice, but if it was the latter, come on.
Yeah, I think that they just have to prepare for the worst. Which is torrential downpour, which is what they've been having.
Call me kooky, and Holly, you lived there, for heaven's sake. You know this better than we do. The damn Dolby Theater was built for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The outside promenade was built for the red carpet.
Right. Hollywood and Highland, that's a mall situation in Hollywood, was built specifically to host the Academy Awards. The whole darn thing. The whole thing.
Yeah.
The outdoor areas and everything.
Yeah. Well, and then on the carpet, the champagne-colored carpet at the Academy Awards, you could see the little star stickers on the bottom where people were asked to stop to take photographs on the step and repeat.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Like, here, we're going to go to Office Max, and we're going to get these stickers. I'm going to put them right here. Questlove, can you stand right here? Thank you, sir.
And we can all see it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that they decided before that a red carpet is dated and that it shows off the fashion better, but it was very distracting.
Okay.
And there sometimes you want to stick to really cool things you. Like a red carpet.
We can redo and modernize a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But why does the red carpet need to be, and I mean the physical,
yeah.
I don't mean the machinations of the red carpet, which we can debate in a minute or two, but why does the physical carpet have to? It's a red carpet.
Yes.
It's a red carpet.
Yeah. It's what we want.
It's what we call yes. it.
Yeah. And, you know, to your point, Jason, too, not having those aerial shots of people going into the theater, it lost yep. a lot of energy because that's part of the excitement of watching the entry into the Academy Awards. There's the fan booth and the people are excited and people are waving. This felt like it was really cut off from the fans.
Mm-hmm. And it just felt smaller.
Yeah.
There is a grandness, and you as the viewer, it's almost subconscious when you're taking in these visuals of the they call them like a jib shot or a giant crane shot or a chopper shot. You don't realize that you're taking in these images, but it's all meant to elicit a feeling of grandness. Oh, look at look at how large this facility is and the amount of sets, and you're taking all that in, and it just makes you feel like you're part of something very, very large. And this just made it feel, and I mean the pre-show, we haven't gotten to the actual set of the Oscars, but the pre-show, it just, it felt like Ringling Brothers, whoever said, like, it was Holly, whoever said the circus, that's exactly
yeah, it's Holly, yeah.
I wanted a seal like. To come out balancing on a ball, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, they had red curtains in the back, and that was nice, but still, how about Hugh Grant?
Okay,
with Ashley Graham, what is his problem?
Okay, I gotta tell you, I'm gonna take, not just to be a contrarian, I'm actually going to take the other side of this conversation.
Oh, really? Okay,
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
I think yes, he was a major douche canoe, but there's some. But on that, that's Hugh Grant. I've interviewed him a few. He's a curmudgeon. He's not fun to interview. It's like interviewing Harrison Ford or Tommy Lee Jones. That's just who he is. Does that give him any excuse? Is that no? But I gotta tell you, this is ABC's fault. I really think. I mean,
what do you mean by that?
I mean, you got to stop. Either get rid of these red carpet shows, or hire people for these red carpet shows that know how to host live television events.
Oh, you are thinking that Ashley Graham didn't handle it right?
No, not that she didn't handle Hugh right, but these questions, these ridiculous, inane, you're having people, you're having models, and you're having people host these red carpet shows that are not meant, that are not good at handling live television.
Oh.
And coming up with creative creative questions and a new way to do it. And there is really no way to redo this. The red carpet, to me, and I know, Lex, you disagree because you like the fashion. I think these red carpet shows should have died with Joan Rivers. Mm. I really do. Because not busted on her, but now I will come to Ashley's defense. There yeah. are only so many ways to ask, what are you wearing? But from Ashley to what Vanessa Hudgens, was that the other one that and then the guy from TikTok with the glasses, it was a horrible show. And I think they were all horrible. They were wooden. They were bad at asking questions. The flow was off.
All of them, you think?
All of them, I think.
Ah,
they're hot. Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you know, if he's going to behave that way, then just don't take interviews.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just kind of something that happens now. If he's walking down, just let him take the pictures and keep moving.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, yeah, that's what the red carpet's about. You're getting thrown softballs. Who were you excited to see tonight? You know, that's a great question to ask. And, you know, then she does ask, you know, what are you wearing? And he answers, my suit. And it's just like, all right, you know,
I have it pulled up.
You've been playing this game a long time. Why are you making it difficult for someone to do their job? And that's how I feel about it. Just,
yeah,
come on, Hugh.
I get it. I agree with the first part of that. I agree. Hugh should not do the red carpet.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like, if it's eye roll inducing, which he did eye roll.
Oh, he did big time.
Yeah.
It's just rude.
I agree with that portion of it. I just think none of these people should be hosting that show. I just do. I don't think any of them are good at it. None of them. None that were on the, and this has been not just Ashley and the TikTok guy and Vanessa.
I
have been complaining. Well, Lex, you know, these ABC shows have been horrible for years. So ABC needs to take in the back and put it down and start the Oscars at 6. They really do.
Absolutely.
Oh, start it earlier. You know, the intro. The intro of the Oscars. So going back over the weekend and watching Oscars of yore, they used to just have an announcer guy, and they would take shots from people entering, say, the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, and they'd be like, "And there's Walter Matthau, and here's Beauty Raquel Welch. Oh, look, Demi Moore is wearing bike shorts tonight." And it was just a voiceover that would maybe be about 2 to 3 minutes, scanning the crowd, letting audiences at home know who was in the audience, who was going to be presenting. Maybe someone was receiving a special award, and then it was done, and then they went to the telecast.
Yep. Because to Alexis's point, I don't. What can you ask these people? It's the same question. Who are you excited to see? Well, I don't care about that. I just don't. I just don't think. I don't care who Hugh Grant is excited to see.
Well, he could take that question and have some fun with it. Now, I know we're not surprised by his behavior. This is, you know, in pattern with his aesthetic and what he's doing and just his general vibe. So I understand that with him specifically. But, you know, at the same time, you're right. I do like to see how the fashion moves. I like to see who's hugging each other on the red carpet. That part, I think, is really fun to see.
Yeah. However, to your point, because I'm with you, Alexis, I love to see the fashions. I love to see them in movement.
Yeah.
Do you need the interview element of the red carpet in order to have that satisfaction?
No, that's true. But I also feel like that's what keeps them. That's how we can actually ogle, you know, because they're standing there. Otherwise, they're just going to zip right through, which I understand as well. They're doing all that cool, like 360 spin around thing. And, you know, a lot of that stuff is happening. So I guess we could get our fill that way.
Or okay, let's do this. Let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll play the Hugh Grant actual interview on the other side. And let us know, what do you think of the red carpet shows? Do you want them to go away? Are you like Alexis? Do you like them? How do you feel? Let us know. Join the Oscar conversation. We'll be back right after this. Hi, everybody. It's Chase for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Well, let me tell you right off the bat, Red Cow and Red Rabbit are closed on Monday, so don't head there yet. Don't run to Red. But tomorrow, happy hour begins. That's right, Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5, Red Cow and Red Rabbit, great specials on all your favorite appetizers, wine, beer, and cocktails. You don't want a happy hour, you just want to stay at home in your soft pants and watch some Mandalorian, I get it. Well, Red Cow and Red Rabbit, their entire menu is available for takeout. That's what Colin and I do a lot. We get that double barrel burger, truffle fries, and those homemade chips and dip and have a little carpet picnic, and it's delightful. Okay, but maybe you don't want takeout. Do you want brunch? Oh, they have an amazing brunch menu. People are always looking for places to go for brunch, so run to Red. And finally, are you going to see the Tina Turner musical? Well, get down to downtown early and run to Red Rabbit right down there on Washington. Run to Red.
Lori and Julia.
Welcome back. Oscar Monday here on My Talk. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're breaking down everything step by step. The pre-show, the fashions, the speeches, the winners, the losers, the host, the set.
Oh, and we've only just begun.
We've only Carpenters just begun. Carpenters were mentioned last night, actually. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Welcome back.
Oh, I missed that. Were.
Oh, yeah. The gentleman who won for, I believe, Best Song. They referenced, he referenced that growing up in India, he grew up listening to the Carpenters.
Oh, and that's right. Natu, that song won. That was a surprise.
Yeah. And he turned top of the world. His acceptance speech was a riff off of the Carpenters' Top of the World song, and it was brilliant.
That's right.
Yeah. So we'll be getting, and acceptance speeches. We'll get to all of it. We have 2 hours and 10 minutes to do it. So let's wrap up our pre-show analysis. So we've been talking about the Hugh Grant is still trending this morning for his behavior on the red carpet with ABC's pre-show. One of the hosts, Ashley Graham, a dork, rude to her, not really wanting to answer questions or participate in her line of questions. Here's the interview, and we'll talk about it on your side.
You are a veteran of the Oscars, and you've been here a few times. Yeah. What's your favorite thing about coming to the Oscars?
It's fascinating. It's the whole of humanity is here. It's Vanity Fair.
Oh, it's all about Vanity Fair. Yes, that's where we let loose and have a little bit of fun. What are you most excited to see tonight?
To see?
Yeah, well, I know that you probably watched a few of the movies. Are you excited to see anybody win? Do you have your hopes up for anyone?
No one in particular.
Okay, well, what are you wearing tonight then?
Just my suit.
Your suit? Who made your suit? You didn't make it.
I can't remember. My tailor.
That's okay. Yeah. Shout out to the tailor.
Yeah.
So tell me, what does it feel like to be in Glass Onion? It was such an amazing film. I really loved it. I love a thriller. How fun is it to shoot something like that?
Well, I'm barely in it. I'm in it for about 3 seconds.
Yeah, but still, you showed up and you had fun, right?
Almost.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well, thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
All right, back to you guys.
There we go. Ashley Graham on the ABC pre-show red carpet with a not-so-happy Hugh Grant. Curmudgeon himself.
He was just being very, very British. And extremely dry and not coming to play. He also has a new movie that came out in theaters last weekend, a Guy Ritchie movie that he's starring in. So I'm assuming that, you know, that was one of the reasons why he was there. It's like,
well, then bring it up. Or, I don't know. It's just,
I get it. She's very earnest and she's trying to like keep the energy up.
Yes.
He's dry and British and it's just like, I'm not playing this game right now. And so the two are just
clash.
They're just clashing.
Absolutely.
This is part of the game. You sign up to play the game when you're doing that, or don't take the mic.
I agree with that aspect of it. I just think the bigger problem is they need to set that thing on fire. set that whole show on fire.
I'm not willing to die on this hill, but I do enjoy them. But I 100% agree that maybe there's a different way to do this. Mary emailed us. She says, why can't it be like the Macy's Thanksgiving or the Rose Parade, where they submit what ahead of time what they're wearing, and then there's like parade hosts who just narrate as they go by, like a parade.
Get Al Roker and Savannah Guthrie to sit up there.
And just have them rock around a track, just do the whole thing.
But Lex, this was your Lex has had to put up with me complaining about this pre-show for 15 years. because we're always on this, we're on these sides of it every year.
Yeah, that's true. We've at least been consistent.
Yes, we have been. And your answer is always to me the best answer and the best idea. Fine, have the red carpet. Leave it to E. Yeah. That's what E does. Leave it to E. ABC should kill this. I take it in the back.
Okay, you're a producer. What would you put there then? Are they canned interviews?
No, I would start the show at 6. Okay. That's what I would do. If I'm the network.
Oh, sure. You'd have no pre-show before that, like at 5 or.
You know what I would do? A version of what Holly said, but a little longer. I would have a massive, what we call cold open. The cold open is in TV. It's in various things, but it runs before the main show open.
Yeah.
So I would do a massive cold open to build, and it accomplishes a couple things. It's an edited down piece, so you avoid those type of situations.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see the fashion. It's beautifully edited, and it also serves as a excitement builder. It gets you excited. That's what these opens are meant to do anyway. So you do that kind of, and mixing our very nice My Talkers idea. That cold open is tracked by whomever going, and here, you know, like Holly said, but a modern version of what they used to do in the 80s and early 90s when the Oscars were at the Dorothy Chandler.
Mm.
You have it tracked of like, and here's Michael B. Jordan wearing Versace, da 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 da. And then you cut to the next person. So you get a little bit of that, but you leave that pre-show nonsense to E.
Mm.
You even maybe ABC, you know, well, it's two different companies, but I, and then you, for ABC, it's a win. You'll have people will be able to watch the whole damn show because it starts at 6. And high prime time starts at 6 on Sundays anyway. So I don't know what the hell are they doing. And then if the show,
seven's too late, especially when they're going to go over.
Yep.
And they did.
And if ABC wants to use the massive audience of the Oscars to start, you know, to launch a show, do what they do in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Start it at 6 and put a great show on that you want a lot of eyeballs to see after the Oscars. It just seems very obvious to me. I don't know. Yeah. But regardless, they need to kill that show. Kill it. Kill it.
Oh. I think they need to just change it a little bit, but I don't know how exactly. But I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
As long as nobody ever brings back the Manny Cam ever again, leave that in the dumpster. I want fashion, but I also don't want
from a distance.
I don't want softball dribble questions.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
So I want both. Yeah. I see both of you, Jason and Alexis, and I want the combination.
The turkey is the pre-show.
Oh my gosh!
The turkey is the pre-show. Okay, we haven't even gotten to the telecast yet.
No.
Sit right there. Our Oscar extravaganza continues. Speeches, losers, snubs, and more. And Angela Bassett's face. Ooh! Next.